Today's daf is Chul and Daf Tzadi Aleph. We left off in Daf Tzadi Amud Beis. We're at the two dots about 8 lines before the end of the page. So the Mishnah has said, B'yerech shel yaminu, b'yerech shel smol. We're talking about Gilei Anoshe, of course. It's Perek Gilei Anoshe. And Mishnah has said that the Gilei Anoshe, the Issur of Gilei Anoshe, is noheg both on the right thigh of the animal and the left thigh of the animal. So it says Gemara Masnisin, Deloka Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah probably changed on the side to Dillo. Yeah, Masnisin Dillo Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is going against the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Detanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einu Noeg Ela Ba'achas. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's only Noeg, it's only Noeg in one of the thighs. Vadas Machra'as Eshel Yemin. Rabbi Yehuda says, and the Das is Machria, we'll have to see exactly what this means, but the Das is Machria, that the side that it's talking about is the right side. So, Ibayilu, so the Gemara says, well, what does that mean, Hadas Machras? Mivshat Pshitulei Rabbi Yehuda, Umay Das, Das Torah? Is it that Rabbi Yehuda knows for sure that it's talking about the right side? And when he says Hadas Machras, he means that's Das Torah, that meaning Das Torah doesn't mean what colloquially it means today. When the Gemara says Das Torah, it doesn't mean that a Talmud Chacham told you to do something or something. Like it means what the Torah actually says, what the Halacha says. Das Torah means what the actual Din D'Oraisa is. So that's what it means, that he said Hadas Machras, that the Halacha Mita Oraisa is Machria, that it's only the right side, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda is certain that it's only the right side. Or maybe no, Odilma Sfukim Safkalei, Umay Das, Das Note. Or maybe he's not sure, he doesn't know what the Din is, whether it's the right side or the left side, he just knows that it's one of them, and Das Nota means that, and Das Machras means Das Nota, that it's more logical to assume that it would be the right side, but he doesn't have any rayas, he doesn't have any clear rayas, and therefore it still remains a suffix. So the Gemara is not sure. The Gemara is going to raise 3 possible proofs to try to show whether it's Das Machras or Das Nota. So proof number 1, Tashima. When you're finished with the Karban Pesach, so the bones, the Gidim, and the Nosar should be burnt on the 16th day of Nisan. Now, the Karban Pesach can only be eaten on the first night of Pesach, Machlokas Tanoim, till when in the night it could be eaten, either Chatzos or the entire night, but for sure, by the first day of Pesach, it's already too late to eat the Karban Pesach. So, it becomes Nosar already by the first day, and the Halacha is Nosar is Be'ish Tzorah, where you have to burn Nosar. The only thing is, you're not allowed to burn Nosar on Yantif. So the first day of Pesach is going to be Yantif. You can't burn the Nosar then, so you need to wait until the first day of Yantif is over, till it's Chol HaMoed. So that's why in the 16th day of Nisan, in Eretz Yisrael, when it's Chol HaMoed, you burn the Nosar. So v'avinu ba, hani gidim ayavi detayu. So let's analyze. What are the gidim that we're talking about? The gidim of the Korban Pesach. Igide basar, if they're gidim of basar, lichlinu. So if they're edible, they should have been eaten with the rest of the basar of the Korban Pesach. Vida yasur, hainu nosar. And if they are left over, meaning you were supposed to eat them, but for whatever reason you didn't, so then it's just like Nosar. Then it's the same as Nosar. Why would you mention Atzamos, Gidim, and Nosar? Gidim and Nosar would mean the same thing. Ela Gide Tzavar, must be the Gidim of the neck. Ilav Basar Ninhu Lishtinu. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, but if they're inedible, then they don't become Nosar. You just throw them out. You don't need to burn them. Why would you have to burn them? Vamar Rav Chisda Lo Nitzrucha, Ela L'Gira Nosha. So what Gidim are we talking about? It must be a reference to the Gira Nosha. V'alibid Rabbi Yehuda Domarein Noeg El Ba'achas. And we're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda that says that only one Gira Nosha is Asur, the other one is Mutter. He just doesn't know which one. If he just doesn't know which one, then we understand very well that you're going to be left with Gidin, and you're going to have to burn it because one of these Gidin really has a din of Basar. You just don't know which one, so mail it as a din of Nosar when you leave it over. So that makes a lot of sense. Eliyam Rifsha Pshitalei, but if you hold that Rabbi Yehuda was certain that only the right Gid is Asur and the left Gid is Mutter, so let him eat the left gid and let him throw out the right gid, and there would be there would be nothing to burn. What's this business with burning? So this is raya number 1 that Rabbi Yehuda was svukim misafkalei, that Rabbi Yehuda did not know for sure das Torah which gid is aser. He just knew that one of them was aser and it was das nota, but he wasn't absolutely certain. So the Gemara is going to reject this raya in 3 ways. So first rejection, Amar Rav Ika Bar Chanina li olamei melach mifshat pshitalei. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda did know very well exactly which gid was aser, v'hacha b'mayaskinon kishu hukru l'besof nisarvu. And over here, we're talking about a situation where he had taken out the right gid, taken out the left gid, and of course the right gid was supposed to just be thrown out and the left gid was supposed to be eaten, but then they got mixed up with each other and he could no longer identify which vein was which. So now it became a suffix. It's not that we have a suffix, is it the right gid or the left gid? We know that the right gid is the usher one and the left gid is the mutter one. But what if you can't identify anymore which one is the right one, which one is the left one? So then you can't eat either one of them because it's suffix daraisa. So that's why you have to burn them both. That must be the case. Or, second rejection of the raya, Rav Ashi Amar, Lo Nitzchal Shmeino, Titania Shmeino Mutter V'Yisrael Kedoshim Naga Bo'iser. Maybe we're talking about the fat of the gid, that the fat that's associated with the gid is really technically Mutter, but Yisrael Kedoshim, we're knowing an Iser on the fat of the gid. Rashi writes that we're also Siyag LeTorah, because we make extra Siyagim around the Torah, so one of the things is the surrounding fats around the gid, we're knowing Ta'aser to Asr as well. Tosfos writes, it's Asr midrabanan, right? That's the idea, that it's Asr midrabanan, midrei sofrim. Now, that would explain why they didn't eat it, because it's Asr midrabanan, but it would also explain why you can't just throw it out, because midoraisin has a din of meat of the carbon, so it's going to be chayv to be burned. Midoraisin has a din of nosar. Third possible rejection of this raya. Ravina amar lo nitzrucha el chad Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel. Dam Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel, shnei gidin hein, pnimi samach le'etzem asur v'chayev v'nalav. There are two major veins in that area. The inner one is close to the bone, and that's the asur one for which you are chayev. Chitzon samach le'basar asur v'ein chayev v'nalav. The outer one is asur, but you're not chayiv for it. The other one, Rashi writes, Aser midrabanan, ve'in chayiv nalav, because it's only midrabanan. So we're talking about that chitzon. When we say that the gid is supposed to be burnt, we're not talking about the pnimi. The pnimi in a chinami, you just throw out. You wouldn't have to burn it. The chitzon, which is only Aser midrabanan, that's the one that we're talking about that you have to burn. Okay, so we had one raya, three rejections to the raya. Now we bring raya number two. Again, we're trying to prove, when Rav Yehuda says that it's the right gid and not the left gid, is he certain about that, or is he mesupuk about that but just is leaning in that direction? So Tashma Raya number two. Achol mizek kazayis umizek kazayis. If a person eats a kazayis from the left gid and a kazayis from the right gid. Now, from the fact that it's, how do I know that it's one from the left, one from the right? So Rashi points out, Mishal yamin mishmel small umitinakat achol mizek kazayis velo nakat achol beiz zesim mishnehem shema minashtei achilu shtei asrolos havu. What you see from here is that these were two separate maisei achila. It's not just a continuous eating. Two separate Masei Achila with two separate Hasra'os. That's why it splits it in the terminology, that Mizek Hazayis and Mizek Hazayis. If it was talking about you sit down and you have a giant plate of Gid, right, it would be several Kazesim of Gid, then it would just be that Achal Shnei Kazesei Gid. But Mizek Hazayis sounds like these were two Achilos with two distinct Hasra'os, and that's very important, because if it's one Hasra'ah and one Achila, even if you eat five Kazesim, you're only going to be Chayiv once. You need separate Hasra'os, separate Achilos. It's considered one Maisa Achila. So if you eat Mizek Kazayis, Sofek Shmonim, Tanakama says 80 Malkios, one for each Kazayis that you eat. Rabbi Hudomer, Eino Sofek El Arbaim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you only get 40 Malkios. So Yan Pishlam Mishra Pshitalei Shapir. If Rabbi Yehuda is certain that it's only the right gid for which you're chayiv, I understand why you're going to get 40 Malkios. Eliyamr Tzukim Misafkele, but if Rabbi Yehuda is not sure which of the two gidin is the one that's Aser, Havi L'Asra Safek. So how did the Asra work exactly? Each Asra was Asra Safek. V'shamim L'Rabbi Yehuda Damar Asra Safek L'Shma Asra. We know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Asra Safek is not called Asra. Again, the definition of Asra Safek, the typical classical definition of Asra Safek is, I warn you that you better not do this, because if you do, if you do this action right now, you're going to be Chayiv X, let's say Malkus, but in reality, even if you do it, we're still not certain that you're going to be Chayiv Malkus. That's called Asra Safek. So if I warn the person, don't eat that gid, because if you eat that gid, you're going to be Chayiv Malkus. But in reality, I don't know if that's the gid that's aser or if the gid from the other side is aser. So when you eat it, even if you do exactly what I told you not to do, we're still not certain that you chayav malchus. So even though that event repeated itself twice, once on the right gid and once on the left gid, and mimanafshuch, you ate the aser gid somewhere along the way, but neither of the hasra'os has a din of hasra, of a legitimate hasra. Each hasra'a had an element of safek. Each hasra'a was hasra'a safek. Where do we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that hasra'a safek is not called a valid hasra'a? D'tanya, we have a braisa as follows. Let's say a person is a safek ben shiva la'acha, safek ben tisha l'sheni. That person, we know the Gemara assumes that there are two modes of pregnancy that a woman can. I'm sorry, I said it the other way around. Right, safek ben shiva l'sheni ben tisha l'acha would be pretty miraculous. The other. So the Gemara assumes that there are two modes of pregnancy that a woman could have. There's 7 month pregnancies. And there are 9 month pregnancies. The whole sugya nida, whether yoledes l'shiva, is yoledes l'mekutayin or not yoledes l'mekutayin, yoledes l'tisha, is yoledes l'mekutayin, meaning do we assume that we know exactly when the birth is going to happen? Because it has to, so it has to have complete months. So does that be 7 full months, 9 full months? So the Gemara says that the Gemara's conclusion actually is Yoledes L'tisha Zeni Yoledes L'mekutayin, that a 9 month pregnancy is always 9 full months. It's always complete. That's why it says some of the Hasidim Arishonim, the Gemara says, were makbid about when they were boel their wives, because they were worried about making her pregnant in a way that she was going to deliver on Shabbos. And they would do the cheshbon because they were assuming that it was not Yoledes L'mekutayin, so they would do it at all costs. They would try to avoid having to be Mechal Shabbos for the delivery. But anyway, Yoledes L'shiva, the Gemara's maskana is that it is Yoledes L'mekutayin. So it could be, when a woman gets pregnant, it could be that she'll have a 6.5 month pregnancy, or it could be she'll have a 9 month pregnancy. So there is a halacha that before a woman gets remarried, there's something called havchana. If a woman was married once, and now she's not allowed to get remarried unless there's 3 months in between the marriage. Because if she's pregnant, you need to know the yichus of that child. Yeah. 3 months, 90 days. So let's say you didn't, she didn't do that. She didn't wait the 3 months, and she has a baby, whatever it is, 8 months later, so we're not sure exactly what that baby is. Is the baby a 9 month baby from the previous husband, or is the baby a 7 month baby from the new husband? So basically, the baby has no idea who his father is. So the Braisa talks about the following case. The baby grows up, and then it hits one of the men who might be your father, and then he hits the other man who might be its father. He curses one of the men who might be his father, and then he goes and curses the other man who might be his father. Or he hits them both at the same time, one whack and gets them both, or curses them both at the same time. Chayiv. So he's going to be chayiv because mimanafshuch, he has hit or cursed his father, and therefore he's going to be chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda omer, but Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Bebasachas chayiv bezachar zeh pater. If he hits them both at the same time, then he's going to be chayiv, because then for sure he did the Avera, and therefore when you gave the Asra about that Misa, you said, don't hit these two men together, because if you hit these two men together, you're going to be chayiv Misa. And he did it, and it was there's no Asra Safik. But if it's zachar zeh, so you tell him, don't hit Ploni, because don't hit person A, because candidate A to be your father, because you're going to be chayiv Misa if you do. Well, even if he does, if he does hit candidate A, it's not necessarily as chayiv misa, it's still a suffix because he may not be his father. Then you give him a separate asra, don't hit candidate B because you're going to be chayiv misa if you do. No, that's asra suffix also because maybe candidate B is not his father. See, each asra is an asra suffix. So Rabbi Yehuda says, b'zeh or zeh, you're pater completely. You're not going to be chayiv for either one of them. So that's where we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds hasra suffix is lo shmei hasra. So again, why is all this important? Because we're trying to bring a raya that from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says that if you eat a kazayis from each of the gid anashes that you are chayiv malchus, that Rabbi Yehuda must be mifshat pshitalei, he must know for sure that the right is the usher gid, because if it's a suffix, then the whole thing is asra suffix. You shouldn't be chayiv at all, since Rabbi Yehuda holds asra suffix lo shema asra. So that's our raya. That's our raya that Rabbi Yehuda is mifshat pshitalei, that he knows for sure that the right gid is the wrong gid. That the right gid is the gid on the right side is the gid that's aser. So it says Gemara, Hai Tana, Sovar Laki Idach Tana de Rabbi Yehuda. No, maybe the Tana is assuming, the Tana that says that he gets Malkus is assuming like the other Tana of Rabbi Yehuda. The other teaching that we got from Rabbi Yehuda that conflicts with the teaching that we just said. Damra Asra Safik Shema Asra, that holds that Asra Safik is called Asra. Where do we find that Rabbi Yehuda holds Asra Safik is called Asra? It's Machlokes Tanam. What Rabbi Yehuda held? Where do we find that there's such a shita that Rabbi Yehuda held Asra Safik is called Asra? Detanya Lo Sosiru Mimenu Ad Boker, that there is an Isra in the Torah not to leave Nosar. Right, so the nosar is by definition asra safik. Because what am I going to tell you? Don't leave this over right now. Because if you leave it over right now, you chayv malchus. When am I telling you that? In the middle of the afternoon. I leave it over right now. You might eat it an hour later, and you're not going to be chayv anything. So how can I give hasra on a definitive hasra on nosar? So ba'akos of litin asay achalos asay. That's why. But the way the Rabbi Yehuda understands it is that the Torah dafka gives a mitzvah asay of Be'ish Tisrofu after the losase of losasiru, lomar shein lokan alav div Rabbi Yehuda, to teach you that you don't get malchus. I mean, why? How does that help? Because it's a lav anita klasei. It's a losase that could be fixed, that could be corrected by doing a mitzvah sase. And whenever you have a losase that could be corrected by doing a mitzvah sase, you're not going to get malchus. But what's the implication? Had it not been that you had a mitzvah sase to correct it, you would get malchus. Aye, what about Asra Safek? You shouldn't get Malkus anyway because Asra Safek. No, so you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds, at least this version of Rabbi Yehuda holds, that Asra Safek is Shema Hasra. Asra Safek is a good Asra, and you would have gotten Malkus alts the Asra Safek. The only reason you're not getting Malkus is because it's Alav Hanita Klase. Rabbi Yaakov Omer Lomen Hashem Uzeh, Elim Shem Dav Alav Shem Bomaisa, Vakal Av Shem Bomaisa, and Lokan Lav. He says there's a third reason why you're not getting Malkus over here, namely that it's Lav Shem Bomaisa. Any Lav that doesn't involve doing a Maisa, you're not going to get Malkus on. But be that as it may, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda, according to this version, holds that Asra Safik is Shmei Hasra'a, and if that's the case, we have no Hechrich that Rabbi Yehuda's Mifshat Pshitalei, that the right gid is the Asur gid. It could be Rabbi Yehuda's Mesupuk, which gid is the Asur gid, and when you eat both of them in two separate Maisa Mavachila with two separate Asra'os, still you're going to be Chayiv, because Asra's, they're both Asra Safik, but that's fine, Asra Safik Shema Asra'a. So therefore, that Raya fails as well. So the Gemara now tries a third raya. Does Rabbi Yehuda know for sure that the right kid is Usser? Is it Das Torah? Or is it just Das Nota? Third raya. Toshima. About four lines before the lines get wide inside the Alpha Med Aleph. Achal beis gidin mi beis yirechos mi beis behemos. You eat two gidin from two different thighs from two different animals. Sofek pay. You get 80 malchios. Rabbi Yehuda Omer? Now, two gidin means both right gidin. Because if it was one right, one left, it didn't need to be two different animals. It could have been the same animal. So we're talking about two right gidin from two different animals. You get 80 malchios. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einu Safik Al Arba'im. Rabbi Yehuda says you get 40 malchios. So we come from Beis Yirechos, Beis Behemos, Pshita de Travay Li Yisura. From the fact that it says Beis Yirechos, Beis Behemos, it must be that we're talking about you ate two of the Usser gidin. Ul Rabbi Yehuda Itzrich. And the Chiddush is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that even though they're both Usser, still Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that you only get one malchus. You only get 40 malchios. You don't get 80 malchios. There's only one chiv. Why? We'll see soon why you don't get both. But Shema Mina Mifshat Pshitalei, but you see clearly then from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda gives you any Malkios, that he knows that the right one is the Asur one. Because if Rabbi Yehuda didn't know that the right one is the Asur one, and you ate two right Gidin, so you shouldn't get anything according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because maybe you didn't eat that which was Asur. Maybe the left one was the Asur one. So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda knows the right one is the Asur one, and that's why you're getting Malkos. Aye, why didn't you get 80 Malkos? You ate two. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. So Shema Mina, frankly, Gemara, V Pshitalei, Amai Sofik Mem, Vesulo Lilki, Vesulo, Lilki Pei. Why would you only get 40 Malkios and no more than that? You should get 80 Malkios if he knows that the right one is the Asur one. He got two separate Asros for each of the right Gidin of the two animals, so it should be separate Chiv Malkios for each one. And so Gemara, Chamei Askin, and Gondel Lespo Kazayas. No, each one is less than a Kazayas. The Tanya Achol Vein Bokazayis Chayiv Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shei Bokazayis. Tanakama holds even if you eat less than a Kazayis of a Gid Anasha you Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says no, you only Chayiv you the Kazayis of a Gid Anasha. So that's why between the two of them you had a kezayis. That's why you only get one malchus. But there was no kezayis within each one, and therefore there's no malchus. The time of my now, okay, now that raya we don't have a rejection for. So we had three rayas to try to prove whether Rabbi Yehuda's mifsha pshitalei or sukei masafkalei. The first two rayas failed. The third one sticks. Rabbi Yehuda knew for sure that it's only the right kid for which you chayiv, not the left kid. So ask the Gemara, the time of my. How did he know? Meaning we know that he knew based on the way that he paskin halachos that you're going to get malchus even when you only eat right gidin. Great, but how did he know it? Where does he see it from? So Amarava Amakra Hayerech. Pasuk says Hayerech. Hey Hayidia, which teaches us Hamumenes Shabiyerech, the rightmost amongst the thighs, meaning the one that's the stronger one, which always is the right. V'rabanan, and the Rabbanon say, no, Hayerech means that what is the identity of the vein that's Aser? It's the entire vein that's Aser that runs through the thigh as opposed to the Chitzon, which is not included in the Yisr. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Amar krabehe of ko imo. Meaning Rabbi Shua ben Levi gives a different explanation of how Rabbi Yehuda knows that it's the right thigh. So he says, just look at how the Torah describes the wrestling match with the Malach and Yaakov Avinu. Behe of ko imo. The Malach got Yaakov with his right hand. When you're wrestling somebody, it's like you're hugging them, you reach around them. So normally when you're facing somebody face to face, your right side is their left side. But if you hug and reach around, so then your right hand will hit their right side. So that's what Behayav Koimo is coming to teach us. Rav Shomar Nachmeni Amar, Ko'ovid Kochavim Nidmelo. So Rav Shomar Nachmeni says that Yaakov thought that the Malach was an Ovid Kochavim. Damar Mar Yisrael Shnitmelo Ovid Kochavim Mederech Toflo Liyamino. Because, and the halacha is, or the Eitzah Tova at the very least, is that if you see an Ovid Kochavim and you're walking with an Ovid Kochavim, always keep him on your right side, because your right side is your strongest side. You can't trust an Ovid Kochavim may attack you at any moment, so you want to have your defense, so you want to keep him at your right side. So that's the third possibility of how we know he got him on the right side, because he was Yaakov Avinu thought he was an Ovid Kochavim, so he kept him on the right side. A fourth possibility, Rav Shmuel Baracha, Kamed Rav Papa, Mishmei de Rava Barula Amar, Talmud Chacham Nidmelo. No, he thought the Malach was a Talmud Chacham. Tomar Hamahalich Limin Rabba Horezabur. That if you go to the right side, if you walk to the right side of your Rebbe, so that's a sign of a lack of Derech Eretz. So the fact that he thought he was a Talmud Chacham, that's what he kept. That's why Yaakov kept him on the right side. But either way, he kept him on the right side. Mela, the Malach got Yaakov on the right side. So says the Gemara. Okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that he got Yaakov on the right side, and that's why only the right gid is Aser. V'Rabbanan, what about the Rabbanan? Why do they say both Gidim are Aser? What about all of these indications or possibilities of how he got him only on the right side? The Rabbanan say, no, Me'achore Asa V'Nashi B'Travayhu. The Malach attacked from behind and he hit him on both Gidim simultaneously. He just lunged at him and got him on both Gidim. So that's why both Gidim are going to be Aser. V'Rabbanan, Hai Behe Afko Imo Maidar Shibei. Why then does the Pasuk have to give details about exactly how they tangled that Behe of Koi Mo, that he was wrestling with him? If you say like Rabbi Yehuda's to teach me that the derech of wrestling is that you reach around the body, and that's why you only got him on the right side. But if you only got him on both sides anyway, so why give me the details? You don't tell me, well, he body slammed him, he did this. Just tell me there was a fight. What's Behe of Koi Mo? So mi bayu leilichi idach to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Now that teaches us the other din of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Don Rabbi Shua ben Levi milami chayelu avak margalosam ad kisei hakavod. That the dirt from their feet went all the way up to the kisei hakavod. That's the limud from Behef Koimo. Ksiv hacha Behef Koimo, ksiv hasa manana vakra glav. Vam Rabbi Shua ben Levi, lama nikra shmo gid hanoshe. Why is it called the gid hanoshe? What does hanoshe mean? She noshe mi makom ava'ala. That it was dislodged from its place. Noshe means it was dislodged, it was removed from its place, and it went up. V'cheinu omer, noshtu gvurasam hayu l'nashim. That their gvura went away, was lost, and they became like women. Amar Rabbi Yossi, so you see from the context that noshtu means that it was lost, that it was gone, that it was moved away. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, maidich siv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, davar shalach The actual pasuk is Davar Shalach Hashem B'Yakov Nafal B'Yisrael. So Davar Shalach B'Yakov Zegir Anasha. That's a reference to the Gir Anasha. V'Nafal B'Yisrael Shepashat Yisura B'Kol Yisrael. V'Nafal B'Yisrael means that the Isra of Gir Anasha became Nifshat, became widespread in all of Klal Yisrael. V'Amar B'Yosef Reb Chinina Ma'idach Siv U'Tvach Tavach V'Achein. What does the pasuk mean when Yosef tells the people in Mitzrayim to prepare a meal for his brothers? So he says, "Tvach tevach v'achein ki iti yochlo anashim b'tzaraim." He says, "I want to eat with these men. I want to eat with these men," referring to the brothers. So what was the special preparation? So a lot of famous Rashi's on Chumash come from today's daf, from Chumash Sadi Aleph, from Bereishis in particular. We'll see. Now we'll go straight into Agadita. So tvach tevach v'achein parlehen beis hashchita, that he had them display the beis hashchita, the area where the animal was shechted. V'achein told Gir Anasha b'fnehem, and Vachain was that he told them to make a show of removing the Gir Anasha in front of the brothers. He wanted the brothers to feel comfortable eating from the animal, so he had them show that it was shechted properly and that the Gir Anasha was removed. So Command Yom Gir Anasha asr nesol b'nei Noach. This must be assuming that Gir Anasha was asr b'nei Noach. B'nei Noach again meaning the B'nei Yaakov, meaning before Matan Torah. So that's an indication that it was asr, because otherwise why demonstrate that the Gir Anasha was removed? Frek Tosfos, wait a second, Shechita wasn't required by B'nai Noach, and yet, what do you see? That Yosef had them demonstrate that they did a proper Shechita. Maybe the Gid Anasha wasn't knowing by B'nai Noach, and they were machmir, just like they were machmir on the Shechita.
That was the line that was said by Eben Achai. Rashi says,
yeah,
he said about that they ate
Eivim Menachai. Right, he said about
the false.
Well, right from here, they said, "Utivoyach Tevach." You see,
they didn't
eat Eivim
because it was.
Okay, very good. So they got him on his own Lushitaso. So it says Tosos Yeshlom Midkamer V'Hachein Mashmet Devlav Hachilom Mishtari. Tvoch Tevach means okay, they're machmir to eat from Shchita. So show them the Shchita. V'Hachein means that prepare it. The only way it's going to be totally prepared for them, the only way it's going to be mutter for them, is v'achein. So v'achein would mean whatever it's referring to is something that they wouldn't even touch. They forget about as a chumra. It wouldn't even be permissible without it, and that's referring to the nikor agid. Inami parlu beis hashkita hainu nechira shen estaval nechira. Also, who says parlu beis hashkita means that they did a proper shkita? Maybe it's just that they did a nechira, and they're just showing that they did a nechira because they're at least in stava to do nechira. They can't eat every nechai. So the Placey, Rabbi Yonis Naipschitz, has a different approach to answer this question. Placey in Siman Samach Gimel says that based on what the Fast Torah and the Prashas Drachim write, that the Avos were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, but by them they treated Kol HaTorah Kula like a Din Derabanan. Meaning they were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, but everything was treated like a Din Derabanan. So therefore, by Shechita, the Gemara says, Par Lahem Beis HaShechita. It doesn't say Shecht in front of them. So they didn't actually see the Shechita. They saw the Simanim of the Shechita. By Derabanan, you could be Somech on a Simin. So that was good enough for them. So that was Par Lahem Beis HaShechita, that it should be very nicker, and that there was a Simin afterwards to see, and that's good enough. By the Gid Anasha, even if the simin of the Netilas Agid was nicker, since the Mitzuva al Agid mida oraisa, so they couldn't be somich on the simin. They need to actually see the Netilas Agid. Notice the difference in the lashon, right? Paralan beis hashkita means show them where it was already shachted, and then by Vachain, Tol Gid Anasha b'fneihem. Take out the Gid Anasha right in front of them. That's where you see that it was midoraisa that they were chayiv in Gid Anasha already at that stage. That's how the place he says. Very sharp word from Venus and Epshitz. Vayivasu Yaakov levado. Pasuk says Yaakov remained alone in the context of that wrestling match with the Malach. Amar Blazer Shenishtayir al Pachin Ketanim. Why did he stay back? He went back to get small jugs. Mikal Tzadikim Shechav Valei Mamonam Yosem Migufim. From there we see that tzaddikim like their money, their money is more beloved to them than their guf is to them. Rav Meir Shapiro, the Lublin Rav, suggested that what's pshat, a very difficult Maimon Chazal to understand. Tzaddikim love their money more than their guf. So he says that their guf, they're always doing mitzvahs, and they're in control of the mitzvahs they do with their guf. I could do a mitzvah whenever I want to do a mitzvah. There are a lot of mitzvahs that you can only do with money. there are mitzvahs that require money to do. You could do a lot of mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim with money, but that they're not really in control of when they're going to get money, when they're not going to get money. So they know they could lose it at any time. So when they have the money, they want to hang on to every cent in order to be able to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim with the money, not for their own tainug, not only for their own enjoyment. Now there are rumazim in the pasuk Vayivaser Yaakov Levado that it's a reference. All the early commentators all come up with the Ramazim that it's about Pachim Ketanim. The Dasa Kenim Ala Torah says that Al Tikri Levado Elo Lekado. That not that Yaakov was Levasa Levado alone, but Lekado for his Kadim. I don't know how you're allowed to do that. Replace the base with the Kav. And he says also that Levado Libado Abad. The base Abad is where they make oil. Pachim Ketanim are used to hold oil. So that's what he went back for the jugs that hold the oil. In the Iyun Yaakov, he says another remez. He says that the word Yaakov Vayivasa Levado. We know who the subject of the pasuk is. Why does it have to say Yaakov? So he says the gematria of Yaakov is 182, which is Kuf Pei Beis, which is Rashi Tevis L'Mafreya Bishvil Pachim Ketanim. Ketanim is Kuf, Pachim Pei. Okay, good. So you have all the cute Ramazim. V'kol kach lama l'fi she'in posh n'yidein begezel. So the Gemara already asked the Kasha, why do they love their money so much? Because they don't steal. So the money is hardened money. Something that you earn yourself is very beloved to a person. That explains why they love it so much. Doesn't explain why they love it more than their Kuf. So that's where the Blina Rav added in. V'yave kishimo ad alos ha-shachar. And a man wrestled with him until alos ha-shachar. So what do we darshan from here? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak mikal tamach. From here we see a Talmud Chacham should not be Yotze Yechidi at night, should not go out alone at night, because Yaakov went out alone at night and he ended up getting hurt. Says Tosos, Dafka says Talmud Chacham, because Mazikin are Miskane b'Talmidei Chachamim. They're jealous of the Talmidei Chachamim. But when the Gemara Masechet Pesachim Daf Beis says Tosos tells us that Lo Olim Yikanes Adam Mechitov, that every person Adam should always go into a town when it's light outside and not in the dark. That's Mashma everybody, not just the Talmud Chacham. He says that's something about Rachok Minayir, when you're going far away from the town and you're not just worried about Mazikim, you're not just worried about spiritual forces, you're worried about Ganavim, Listim, things like that. So that's for everybody. But the Mazikim don't care about the Hamonam. The Mazikim are interested in the Talmud Chacham because they're jealous of the Talmud Chacham. You have such a concept of Malachim becoming jealous of the power of Klal Yisrael. You have like that in Brachas Tav Gimel, where the Gemara discusses Yehishmei Rabbah, that the Tosfos points out, we say it in Aramaic because the Malachim would be jealous if they understood it. It's such a lofty tefillah. Good, so you have such a concept. Second possible drasha, B'Abba Brakana, he says, no, you know how I know that a Talmud Chacham is not supposed to go out alone at night? Hinei huzoras garen asa'orim. It says, hinei huzoras garen asa'orim. And that's when, and that was halayla. That was at night with Boaz, and that was also a time of danger. Third possibility, Rabbi Avraham Mehacha. Vayashkim Avram baboker. Vayachavosh eschaboro. That Avram woke up in the morning. So why didn't he go earlier when he went out to the Akedah? So it must be that you're not supposed to go out at night if you're a Talmud Chacham. Frekt Rashi, wait a second, he wasn't alone. So what's he talking about? He wasn't alone. So he says, yeah, exactly. He wasn't alone. Kolshkein, if he was alone, you shouldn't go out at night. Even not alone, Avram Avinu didn't want to go out at night. He only went in the morning. Says Tosos, no, no, no. There's got to be something wrong over here. He says, first of all, this is the pasuk by the Akedah. He wasn't alone. He had the Shnei Na'arav, Yitzchak Beno, he wasn't alone. Second of all, even if he was alone, he shouldn't be choshish from Azikin, Shluchim Mitzvah, and Nizakin. So the first question Rashi answered. The second question, L'chori, you could say, the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Chesam Bey says, Heichad Shchiach Hazeka Shaini, that when it's very Shchiach, that a person will get damaged, so you don't rely on Shluchim Mitzvah, and Nizakin. But anyway, Tosfos raises it as a kasha, does not give that answer. Va'ori says, Dimi Krada Akedu Yalef Bresh Pesachim, Gai Bidikas Chametz, Lamrin Zrizim Makdim in the Mitzvah. Tvei mitzafra, midlo hishkam avram, tvei mitzafra, veichim uchasam, dilma shayni asam davim mishum shalitzi yichidi b'layla, v'kach lo hiktim. The Gemara in Pesachim darshins already why Avram Avinu only went out in the morning. The Gemara in Pesachim says he only went out in the morning because the inyan of Zvizim Makdimin only begins in the morning. It doesn't go earlier than the morning time. Well, how can you make any such drasha? Maybe Zvizim Makdimin does go before the morning time. It's just Avram Avinu didn't want to go out before the morning time because it's dangerous, like our Gemara is saying. So says Tosfos, we're quoting the wrong pasuk over here. He says the kach near the hachigar sin vayashkim avram boker el hamakom, not vayachavoshes chamorom. It's el hamakom, a different pasuk. So I'm at the pasuk when he went to Dam daven for Sodom. He was all alone in the pasuk where he was davening for Sodom. That's a different pasuk than the one that the Gemara in Pesachim was darshening. And that's that's why it's a totally different issue. That's why that answers all of the questions. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Rabbanan Amar Mehachal. Rabbanan say no. You know how fourth possibility of how we know you should a Talmud Chacham shouldn't go out alone. Lechna re'eya shalom achicha v'shalom v'gomer. That Yaakov Avinu tells Yosef, go see what's doing with your brothers, but re'eh, see, meaning it's a time of the day where he could already see, so it was only daytime that he sent him. Fifth possible way, Rav Me'acha, Vayizrach lo Hashemesh, that the sun rose for him, and that's when he was able to travel. Prior to that, he wouldn't go anywhere. He says, I once asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua by the slaughterhouse, by the butcher meat market of Imum, of a place called Imum, where they went to buy a behema for the wedding celebration of Rabbi Gamliel's son. So I asked the following kasha in that context. Why does he have to give us all of these details about where he was? So he's, again, it's just to show that even in doing mundane things, they're always talking and learning. Even in the meat markets, if you see a Talmud Chacham, you ask him a question, learning, and it was Leibedik. They were always talking and learning. Ksiv, Vayizrach la'ashemesh, v'chishemesh lo levad zarcha, v'alo l'kal la'olam zarcha. It says, Vayizrach la'ashemesh, but wait a second, it wasn't just for him. The sun shines for the entire world. Why does it say, Vayizrach lo ha'ashemesh? Am revizrach shemesh haba bavuro zarcha bavuro. The same sun that set early for him, shone early for him. Ksiv, Vayetzi Yaakov b'Be'er el charada. Pasuk says, Yaakov went from Be'er Sheva, and he went to Charan. But then it says Ve'ivka b'makom. So after going to Charan, he got to a place that was in between Be'er Sheva and Charan, the makom where he slept. So what's going on? So kimata l'Charan. When Yaakov got to Charan, he got there very quickly. Amar efter avarti al makom shespalu avosav enilo spalalti. Then he was pained by a little bit of guilt. He said, "Wait a second! I was so worried about not making a pit stop along the way. I'm gonna make it in record time." That he realized he passed by the place where his father davened, and he didn't stop to daven himself. So kadyav daiti l'mahadur kafts l'yara miyad vayivka b'makom. And as soon as he thought about that, he had kfitzas haderech, and right away he was vayivka b'makom. He got to the place where his forefathers davened. Katsali by l'mahadur. So as soon as he finished davening, so he wanted to go back to Charan. So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tzadik Zeh Beis Maloni Vivta Belolina. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, no, it can't be. If he's here, I have to be a proper host. A Tzadik comes to your house, you have to offer him Lina, you have to offer him a place to sleep. So I don't want him to go back to Charan and not sleep over here. He's got to sleep here. Miyad Ba Shemesh. So right away, the sun set, so Yaakov couldn't travel anymore. He had to call it a day, and he had to stay over in the Makom, in the Makom of Migdash. Ksiv Vayikach Me'avnei Makom. When he was there, Pasuk says, he took Mei Avnei HaMakom from the stones of the place. Uksiv Ve'yikach HaSe'evin. But at the same time, it says, then when he woke up, he took the stone. So what's the pshat? Is it Avnei or Evan? So Tosos points out that Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's not a kasha. Because Pshuto Shel Mikra is Shalakach Evan Achas Mei Avnei HaMakom. That there were many stones in the area, and he took one of them and used that one to lie on. So Pashup Shad in the Pshuto Shel Mikra, it's not really a kasha. But anyway, the Gemara Darshan is an additional level of interpretation. Am Rabbi Yitzchak Melamich and Eskab to Kolos Navadal Melakom Echav Kolachas Achas Omer Shalayin Yech Tzadik Zarosho. That all the stones started to fight with each other. Each one said, "I want the Tzadik to rest his head on me." Tana V'kula Nivlu Be'echad. So they all became one, and they all and that's why it was Evan by the time that Yaakov Avinu woke up. Now the Torah Schaim explains, said Miyad Ba Hashemesh, that Yaakov Avinu was masaking Tfilas Arvis at that moment, based on Gemara Brachos Tav Chavav and Beis. Gemara says that he said, why did it take that moment? Why wasn't he misakin tefillah service before? What happened at that moment that he dafka needed to be misakin tefillah service? Adrabba, he davened before then, right? Didn't he get there and he davened, and then the sun set just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want him to go away, right? So he says, so Torah Chaim says a very difficult word. He says, no, maybe Yaakov Avinu didn't have a mincha. And then the sun set on him, and he realized he didn't have a mincha. Now, Allah is in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lamed Hesef Beis, that if you don't have a mincha, you mispal Arvish Shtayim. The first one, the Shem Chov, the second one, the Tashlumin. So Yaakov Avinu had to be masakin in another tefillah so that he could tag along the Tashlumin for missing mincha together with tefillah service. So he decided to be masakin tefillah service. A little bit of a difficult word. And Sharmin Tzan Balachi quotes a different word. The Gemara in Brachos Chav Zayin Beis says that the Allah is that Tfilas Arvis Rishus. So he says maybe it's based on the following idea, that the halacha is, the Gemara Neiriv and the Samachayim and Aleph says, if you're Bamin Aderech, you're Pater from Davening, because you're not able to have Kavana B'Tfila. So when did Yaakov Daven Tfilas Arvis? It was when he was Bamin Aderech, he was traveling the whole time. Oh, so you see that the very institution of Tfilas Arvis was at a time that you're Pater from Tfila. Maybe that's why Tfilas Arvis is Dafka Rishus. Okay, Vayachlom V'nei Sula Mutzavarta. So you have a dream and there was a ladder that was on the ground, that was resting on the ground. So Tana Kamar Rachva Shal Sulam, how wide was this ladder? Shmonus Alavim Parsaos, it was 8,000 Parsaos wide. Because it says the angels of God were going up and going down. Olim Shnayim, V'yordim Shnayim, each of those words are plural. So it was, they were going two abreast going up, two wide going up, and two wide going down. V'chipag about the Adad, you have L'arba. They're going up and down at the same time, and you have two going up, two going down. So when they were, there had to be enough room on the ladder for four people to stand side by side to each other. And how big are malachim? Uksiv b'malach v'gviyaso k'tarshish, that it says biggest tarshish. Ugmiri the tarshish treyafli parsi avon. We have a tradition that tarshish is 2,000 parsos, so it must have been 8,000 parsos wide. Tana olun mustakim b'diukal shalmalav yodun mustakim b'diukal shalmata. They went up and they saw the image on the kisa, the image of Yaakov Avinu lamala, and they saw the image of Yaakov Avinu lamata. Yaakov Avinu is one of the images on the kisa kavod, the image of man on the kisa kavod of what an ideal man is supposed to be. So they saw and they were comparing Yaakov on top to Yaakov on the bottom. So bo l'skune, so they wanted to cause him harm. Miyad v'nei Hashem nitzavalav, Hashem stood there to protect him. Amr b'shem alakash l'mali mikro kasev yev shalom amro. It had not been that the Torah says this, we wouldn't be able to say such a thing. Kadam shemeinif al beno, like a person fanning his child to save him, to protect him from the heat. That here's Kadosh Baruch Hu protecting Yaakov Avinu. Now the Tosfos points out b'diukno shalmata. He says, sounds like from that line that it's the same malachim that were going up and down, because they were comparing what was up and what was down. But the Gemara just previously said that if the two going up and two going down, they had to be four across. Sounds like it wasn't the same ones going up and down. So Tosfos just leaves that as a kasha. Once heard of Art, I don't remember from where, that when it says, Rashi and Chumash says that Yosef, when he was about to be nichshal with Eishes Potiphar, that he saw the image of his father. That he looked in the window or whatever, and he saw the image of his father. So the pshat is that the image of his father, it's not just Stam, the image of his father, it's the image of the potential of man, of what man can accomplish. That's what Yaakov Avinu represented, because he's the image up in Shemayim. That's what Yosef saw. Ha'aretz asher ata shochev aleha, the land that you are sleeping on, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, is a holy place. So my rabu say, what's the big deal? So he says, I'm going to give you this land to your children. How much space does a person take up when he's lying down on a piece of ground? Three amos. So that's the big space. That's the Aretz Asher Ata Shochev Aleha. What's the big chiddush that's what his children get? Amrei Yitzchak Melamich Kapla Kadosh Baruch Hu Kolar Tzol V'Nicha Tachas Yaakov V'Inu Shetaino Chali Kavish Levanav. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu folded up all of Eretz Yisrael and put it all underneath Yaakov V'Inu, and he was saying all of it is going to go to your children. It's going to be easier to conquer now that you've gained some sort of kinyan over it. So then, going back to the story with Yaakov and the Malach, so the Malach says, send me away, because it's Allah HaShachar, it's time for me to go. He says, why are you afraid of light time? Of light? Are you a ganav, or are you a kidnapper? He says, no, I'm an angel, and from my entire existence, I was never able to say Shira until now. What a remarkable coincidence. Pumped on the day that he fights with Yaakov Avinu, so he's able to that's his one day to say Shira. So obviously it's not a coincidence. The point is that a malach means a messenger. The malach has a job to do. So his time to say Shira is when he fulfills his mission, when he accomplishes his job. This malach's job was to fight with Yaakov Avinu and to lose. That's his. That's the job. The job was to give a battle. That's the Yetzer Hara's job. I always say the Yetzer Hara is like the Washington Generals, the team that plays the Harlem Globetrotters. The job is to look like they're putting up a fight, but to lose. They're not supposed to win. So that was his job. So there are three sets of Malachi Asharis that say Shira every day. It's important the way we say it. A lot of people say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos. No, it's not. It's Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem Tzvakos, right? That's the breakup of the phrase. Meisvei Chaviv and Yisrael Tanei Kodesh Baruch Hu Yosim Melach Yeshayi. So says Gemara, wait a second. We find that Yisrael was more Chaviv to Hakadosh Baruch Hu than the Melach Yeshayi in three ways. Number one, She Yisrael Lo Mishira Bekol Shah Melach Yeshayi Seinu Mishira Lo Pamachas Biyom. Melach Yeshayi are only allowed to say Shira once a day. We're allowed to say Shira whenever we want. V'armi Lo Pamachas B'Shabbos, V'armi Lo Pamachas B'Chodesh, V'armi Lo Pamachas B'Shana, V'armi Lo Pamachas B'Shua, V'armi Lo Pamachas Biyom, V'armi Lo Pamachas Ba'olam. Maybe they're only allowed to say Shira once a week, once a month, once a year, once ever. So we're allowed to say Shira whenever we want. That's one advantage we have. Number two, Hashem. We're allowed to say Hashem's name after two other words, Shema Yisrael, and then we're ready at Hashem. Kadosh, 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 Hashem. Tzvakos, right? That they say three times Kadosh till they get to the Shem Hashem. And number three, they're not allowed to say Shira Lamala until we say Shira down here. Shemar Barn Yachad Kochve Boker, Vahadar Yeriu Kol B'nei Elokim. But the bottom line is that we see that the Malach Yasharis say after three times. So it's not that one Malach says Kadosh, the other one says Kadosh, and the third one says Kadosh Hashem. Because if the third one saying Kadosh Hashem, he's saying Hashem's name after only one time Kadosh. So Ella Achasomer's Kadosh, Rachasomer's Kadosh, Kadosh, Rachasomer's Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem Tzvakos. So rather the way it works is one says Kadosh, the second one says Kadosh, third one says three times Kadosh, and then Hashem Tzvakos. And that way the drasha works out that Klal Yisrael is more precious than the malachim. Okay, we'll stop there. Yeah.